under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, January 19, 2026 edition. Martin Luther King legal holiday. Banks are closed. All the government offices are closed. It's snowing. It's windy. There's good reason to just sit down, hunker down with a cup of coffee and listen to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with Missy in the second hour, as well as Rick Randall, this magnificent Monday. We've got lots of things to talk about, especially in Lansing, Washington, state of Michigan. It's going to be fun. So sit back and enjoy your day off. Again, get a cup of coffee, maybe your cell phone, get it near you so you can text me into the show, 231-360-5140. And we've got probably some of the coldest air coming that we're going to see this entire winter. This polar vortex that's coming down from Canada is bringing some brutally cold air. Now, the only saving grace that we are going to have here below the bridge is Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan, with its warm water, will break the wind chill a little bit. But what it's going to do is bring a ton of snow. As soon as that cold air hits that warm water of Lake Michigan, the snow belt is going to get absolutely blasted with snow today, tomorrow, possibly Wednesday. So be prepared. Now, one thing I realized yesterday, when I was out throwing the snow off the driveway, getting ready to go to the store to get some very much needed supplies before this weather hit, the wind chill on your face. I went out without my face mask on, and man, just my hat, my hood was not enough. That cutting, biting wind hit me right in the face, and I was like, oh boy, this is not going to be good. Frostbite on the nose and face, not good. Shut down the snow thrower, went back in, put my bearskin hoodie on and my face mask. And I got to tell you, it really helped. So keep your face protected. Scarves, face masks, whatever it is you can get, whatever you have, make sure you wear it outside in this wind and this cold. You don't want to mess around with frostbite. Gloves, mandatory. Don't even think about going outside without gloves right now. And wear your boots, because it's cold. Well, one of the things that we're pretty excited about is the process the process of Lansing. What are they going to be doing as we're heading into the last week, this week and next week of January? Well, according to the speaker, Matt Hall, the governor hasn't even requested the use of the House chamber yet, something she has to ask for in order to conduct and hold her State of the State address. Well, without her asking for it, it doesn't look like it's going to be happening here in January. Good possibility the State of the State address will probably be next month in February. So we'll be following that story. We'll follow what's going on. We've got more stories lined up from Lansing. Sit back, get some more coffee, grab your cell phone. Send me a text. Let me know where you're listening to 97.7 FM, and I greatly appreciate it. Short break for word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Monday. I got a short story from Washington, D.C. over the weekend. And it was kind of interesting because when I heard this press announcement, I was kind of amazed, actually, that the IRS would agree to go along with the president's 1776 Warrior Dividend. This is going to be a payment directly to the men and women in uniform. Well, the Internal Revenue Service and the Pentagon confirmed last week that the 1776 Warrior Dividend that was announced by Donald Trump will be completely tax-free for America's service members, ensuring every dollar goes straight to the men and women in uniform. In a joint announcement on January 16th, last Friday afternoon, the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Defense, which now Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth has renamed the Department of War, said that the one-time payments issued in December 2025 do qualify as exempt military benefits under federal law. Quote, supplemental basic allowance for housing payments made to members of the uniformed services in December 2025 are not taxable, the IRS said, citing provisions that exclude qualified military benefits from income. So basically, this $1,776 will go straight to America's warfighters. The dividend, which was funded through President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, delivered $1,776 per eligible service member, primarily benefiting active duty troops in pay grades 1 through 6 and below, as well as qualifying reserve members, those that were serving as of November 30th, 2025. Congress appropriated $2.9 billion for the payments, which reached roughly 1.45 million service members. These service members serve in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Space Force before Christmas. Pentagon officials praised the IRS ruling, emphasizing that the money will provide real relief for military families. Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson said the tax-free warrior dividend places $1,776 directly into the hands of our warfighters and their families. The department is proud to recognize their sacrifice. Well, the president said in his statement, nobody deserves it more. President Trump first unveiled the dividend during a December 17th speech, framing it as a patriotic tribute tied to America's founding. A warrior dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776, and nobody deserves it more than our military. But at the time, government data showed approximately 1.3 million active duty troops and 2.6 million total service members, including the Guard and Reserve components. Now, what's really behind all of this? It's part of a bigger America First economic push. The tax-free dividend comes as the Trump administration ramps up messaging around being pro-worker, pro-manufacturing, pro-economic policies heading into this election year, 2026. Trump and Treasury officials have highlighted new tax provisions, tariff enforcement, and reshoring incentives aimed at strengthening the U.S. economy, industry, and wages. While touring a Ford manufacturing plant last week in Detroit, Trump credited tariffs for fueling the domestic investment. One of the biggest reasons for this unbelievable success has been our historic use of tariffs, adding that the critics of tariffs are effectively siding with China. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have attacked Trump's agenda and claimed it has worsened affordability. an argument that the administration and its supporters flatly reject. Well, as far as American troops go, the message is clear. $1,776, tax-free, no strings attached, delivered under President Donald Trump's watch. Now, it's kind of interesting because back home here in Michigan, state legislature, well, they have some things on their agenda as well for this upcoming legislative year. However, bad news came a little bit on Friday. The state's top fiscal hawks downgraded expected state revenues by a combined $779.4 million for this current fiscal year, 2026, and another $1.1 billion for fiscal year starting in October. Much of it due to tax policy changes, such as the new road funding package, as opposed to slower than expected state tax dollars coming in the door. For this fiscal year 2026 budget, $779 million. Fiscal year 2027, $1.1 billion. Now, the reason for it, $700 million of the $1.1 billion for next year is due to the road funding package, the tax cut on tips, overtime, and Social Security, among other tax changes. The remaining $400 million will be due to a flattening of the economy and lower than expected business taxes. Combined, the general fund and the school aid fund account for $33 billion of the state budget. Now, let's look at who are the people that put these forecasts out. And they're claiming that we're going to have a flattening of the economy and lower than expected business taxes this year. What are they basing that on? Both businesses and individuals will have a lower tax bill when they go to file their taxes in the next matter of months before April 15th. Tax refunds to individuals are going to be much higher than expected previous years due to these cuts. Businesses will have to pay less in their taxes because of these cuts. And two things are happening as we speak. Number one, inflation is gone down. 2025's annual number under President Trump's first year in office, 2.7% for all of 2025. They're saying those numbers will go down even closer to 2% in the first quarter of 2026. Interest rates, 30-year fixed rate mortgages, for example, are 1% lower today than they were last January when he took office. Tomorrow, January 20th, 2026, marks 1 year President Donald Trump has been in office. Inaugurated last January 20th, 2025, 1 year, and he's already turned it around. Now with new pressure to go with a new Fed chair, Powell is going to be out. Donald Trump's hand-picked person is going in. The first thing they're doing is dropping interest rates. They're saying 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, folks, are going to be back into the fives very soon. That's going to stimulate the building economy. That's going to stimulate people refinancing who's had to suffer through Biden's interest rates. anybody that bought a house during Biden, well, you're going to be able to refinance very shortly and reduce your monthly payment. What is that going to do? Put more money in people's pockets. Well, the decision, the announcement came as the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, as well as the House Fiscal Agency, Senate Fiscal Agency, and the Department of Treasury all estimated these revenue drops. Now, the Senate Fiscal Agency was the more dire of the three. Of course it was. Why? Because it's run by Democrats. They want to make it look as worse as they possibly can under this president, Donald J. Trump. They're saying for fiscal year this year, 2026, $1.3 billion drop in revenue. And next year, fiscal year 27, almost $1.6 billion. See, one thing you have to understand is that these are forecasts. These are projections. This comes to us from, quote unquote, economic professors, economists, and others. Well, in response, House Speaker Matt Hall, the driving force behind last year's road funding package, which accounted for roughly half of this downward revenue revision, said today's numbers prove that I was right all along. He said more waste, fraud, and abuse needs to be shaken out of the budget and more ghost employees eradicated to fill this now roughly $1 billion hole in the new budget. We have to stop this Democrat pork spending. While the Democrats would rather spend all of your money and raise taxes to fix their budget mistakes, House Republicans will protect the tax dollars of hardworking families. Well, on the Democrat side, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony said in response that as revenue growth flattens, we will remain committed to governing with discipline and maturity, always keeping the needs of the people and the financial health of the state at the top of mind. Thanks to smart investments and the extremely accurate forecasting of our state economists, I'm confident in our state's ability to create another fiscally responsible budget that will deliver real results for the people of Michigan. Well, they're doing that right now as we speak. Why? Because the governor has called for the budget for fiscal year 2027 to be delivered to her desk by June 30th. Today, Martin Luther King Day, January 19th. The clock is ticking, guys. Now, based on these forecasts, that's going to lead the Republicans to push for even more cuts in the state budget. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.